Hello, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter with Prepare for College. And as I always say, that's prepare, the number four, in college.com. Today, we're going to talk about some items. It's item number four in the, what is it called again, Al? The
career. What is my career going to be?
Excellent. See, obviously, I don't have a career in broadcasting here.
I love it.
This is segment number four, and joining us today is Al Hoffman, along with Chuck Moore. So, guys, let's take it away.
Okay, so what is my career going to be? So in these 12 steps, just a small review. The first one was, what is my SAI slash EFC? And the second one was a financial planner, a college-trained financial planner. Is that necessary? And the third one was talking about standardized tests. So today is the fourth of 12. Remember, the whole 12 was with the behind-the-scenes question, should I hire a professional? On this one, you do not need to hire a professional. This is a personal choice, student. But I will have a few words to say about why you should do it. So I know that some people will go to college and they do not have a career in mind. They go in open. They say they'll figure it out in college. Now, I'm an affordability nut, maybe to a fault. And I would say that that's not a good way to go. College is far too expensive to go to figure out what you're going to do when you get there. How about we try to do it before we go? That would be my strong suggestion. And I'll say that for just one main reason. Cost. Just the cost. Right now, the time that it takes to get a bachelor's degree in the public school colleges across the nation is just a tiny bit south of 6.2 years. So if you'll think about the cost for those 2.2 years and lost opportunity, in the actual cost of the college itself, and you put it all together, you can spend more in those last 2 years than you did in the first four. So it just doesn't make sense to go in undeclared, as it's called. It makes a lot of sense to take a little bit of due diligence time to kind of get an idea. Now, you might not be right. You might not pick it right, and you may have to change. And I'm not saying this is a fail-safe system, but I am saying it's better to do something than to do nothing when it comes to career assessment. So I got a couple more points to make on this, but Chuck, you want to chime in on that particular piece, that part of it?
Yeah, one of the things that could help a lot of the students in their endeavor of trying to narrow down their career choice is to go in and either purchase or subscribe to the United States Department publication of the Occupational Handbook. And once again, it's been printed by the United States Department of Occupation. So just pick up a copy of the Occupational Handbook, and you can do it online, and you can go in and put a particular career study in a block that's on the web, and let's assume it's in engineering, and it'll come up and give you all the occupations that involves into all types of engineering fields. It'll tell you what the projected job employment would be over the next 5 to 10 years, in what area of the United States the occupation is going to be in the most demand. It'll give you the starting salaries that you could earn, which relates back of whether or not you need to borrow to pay for the education. You don't want to borrow more than what the education is going to cost. It'll also tell you the type of environment that you would be working in any individual engineering field. And it's just jam-packed with a lot of good information. It'll give you the highest salary normally is paid across the United States. So this will give you a good idea of whether or not your career field is going to be paying you enough money to live the lifestyle that you want to live.
Well, good point. And as a second point to that, because I do believe that coming from different perspectives, you would actually even help yourself out a little more. But if you was to go to your Naviance program, that's about 70% of the high schools have this program, and in it is the Myers-Briggs system. You take the test, probably a half hour tops, maybe four, well, probably 45 minutes tops, maybe on average about a half hour. So that can give you an idea of what your career could be based on your personality. So yet a different way to look at things. And then a third way is that the college's guidance counselors use the Holland Code system. And the Holland Code system is best represented right now in the industry by the Career Dimensions Group, careerdimensions.com. Focus to Explore product is the product that the college guidance counselors use. Here again, go through a series of questions, probably max out about 45 minutes, if you don't overthink it. And you just take these questions, and it'll give you an idea of what your career based on your personality should be. So what Chuck was saying is you could sit there and it's a direct, just a stats thing, and you could go with whatever you have an inkling to think about. But here on this side, if you have no idea at all, then, you know, you kind of narrow it down using these two programs, the Myers-Briggs and the Holland Code system. Again, these are all three of these are not going to be 100% perfect. You might make the wrong choice. But big category wise, I'll just end with this. You know, there's really the two big families of majors, and that's the humanities and the sciences. And if you're a science dude, then make sure you go to a science college. STEM college is what they call them. And if you're a humanities person, then there's some excellent colleges out there that deal with just the humanities as well. So it is at least those types of tips to be thinking about how you pick your career, because this is not what a guidance counselor, I don't believe you need professional help in this particular step. I think this is very personal, but I do strongly would say this as a counselor, I would just strongly say I surely wouldn't go to college without having some idea of what it is that you want to go to college for. That will lead to a selection of a major, and that goes to next week's title that we're going to talk about, and that's college searching. So this week, what is my career going to be? You want to stay focused on that. Just the effort that you'll spend here, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, tops with all three programs, is going to give you an idea of what your major should be. And that, my friends, will save you a ton of money trying to get the job done in 4 years, like you should. Don't have to, I realize, but I would like to say that 80% of the time you should be able to do that. Okay, so Gary, I think this is good. I love Chuck's input there, and the last two, there's your tools, student, family. Use them. Save you a lot of money. I'm up
yeah,
for
one
it.
Of,
okay.
One of Go the ahead. Things, one of the things, Al, I want to bring up here, it's the United States Department of Labor. And their website is www.bls.gov.
And I'm just going to bring in a viewpoint from the accountant side. Al, you said at the beginning here that going to some institutions without declaring a major could extend your college career maybe to a fifth or even sixth year. And I'm just going to point out, every year you go beyond 4 years, that's a loss of employment, a loss of income, whether you're making $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year. you're not out there in the field working. So going those extra year or two to finish college, it's very expensive. That's all I have to say today. I want to thank Chuck and I want to thank Al for joining us. Again, this is recorded. We'll be on our website, and that's prepare4college.com. Now, if you know anyone else out there who has family members, they're about to go into college, tell them about the podcast. Spread our name around. One of our missions here is to give you as much information so that you know what you're working with and can handle anything that comes up as it relates to college. Join us next week when we go on to number 5. And Al, number 5 next week, what's that?
College search.
College search. This one you'll want to follow. This is going to be important.
Amen.
So for our speakers, thank you. Everyone out there, thank you for your time. Enjoy the week. We'll talk next. Bye-bye now.